We believe that you, that I, and every one of our support family and everybody on the planet was created to live intentionally and to finish strong.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's four-part teaching series entitled Finishing Strong. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. We're going to get right into this series in just a moment. It's an important topic, especially as we look at wrapping up 2017, how to finish this year strong. And I'm going to be teaching from the intentionals that I've written on this topic of finishing strong. And boy, we have a very, very special offer for you on this whole topic that'll be very encouraging for you here at year. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Right now, though, I'm still flying high after a great weekend. My wife, Don, and I, the team at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, we had a fantastic time on Friday night in Glendale, completely sold out. Thank you all for coming. On Sunday night, just last night, complete sellout in Chandler, and a fantastic evening in the Valley of the Sun. To the many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of couples that we met and shared with, thank you for coming. I hope it was a blessing to you. And for the thousands, literally, as you stood to say, here's my one thing commitment for my marriage, God bless you for doing that. Hey, and by the way, this Friday, Tucson, we wrap up our series at home base. If you don't have your tickets, get them. All right, let's go to the teaching studio and begin finishing strong. I hope you'll be present here as a staff in this room with me. And those who may be viewing, those who are listening, those who are supporters of the ministry, you may be driving and listening to the CD, you may be listening to it in your home, but I hope you'll just be present with me for a few minutes here as I want to ask 10 very important questions in the form of a quiz to ask this very simple question. If it's true that we all want to finish strong meaning that I finished my life and I look back and say I have very few regrets, how can we measure that? We see people that wear the little wristband that says, live strong, and you see them everywhere. People who want to live strong, and I maintain that while that may be good, I'm more concerned that I finish strong. Because we know many people who live their lives for a period of time, and then they give up. They get lost somewhere in the journey, and they get sidetracked, and they don't finish strong. The verse in the book of Psalms, Psalm 90, verse 12, the verse that you've heard me read many times, and you've heard probably preached, where we read, "So teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And that verse is preceded by the writer talking about the fact that we serve a just God, a God who is not oblivious to how we live our lives. It's a serious, sober passage in Psalm 90, leading up to this verse where it says, "Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And I'm a numbers person. I like numbers, and you know, I like graphs and circles. You all know that. And so I sat down as I was preparing this and thinking about how many days pass in our lives in periods of time. And if you look back to the time of Christ, when he walked on this planet, we're going back about 735,000 days ago. Jesus walked on the planet. If we go back to July 4th, 1776, remember what day in history that was? A significant day? A day when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Do you realize that as of today, because I did the math, I put it into the calculator online, that was 86,084 days ago from today that the Declaration of Independence was signed. So I put in my birthday. I was born 21,994 days ago today. And you know what scared me? I realized as I compared 86,000 days back to the Declaration of Independence and my 21,000 days, I go back nearly 25% of the whole history of the United States. Scary thought. So then I researched and wanted to find out what's the life expectancy of the average man in Western America. The average man in America lives about 27,000 days. And you realize the average woman in America lives about 29,500 days. So ladies, you get about 2,500 more days than we do. And I figured it's because you got all that work you got to get done. And it's going to take another 2,500 days to get it done, to catch up with the guys, I guess. But I think the question for us as a ministry, as Family Life Communications, Family Life Radio, and Intentional Living, what is it that we believe? Why do we come here? What is it that we do? Why is it that those of you who are viewing this and those of you who are intentional givers to Intentional Living, why do you do that? What matters to us? What sets us apart from the rest of the world? And I sat down and I wrote out some things that I think we believe. And I wrote that we believe that we were intentionally made by an intentional God with purpose, with a future, with a destiny, with hope of a life of spiritual peace and freedom. Those are things that we believe. We believe that petering out, giving up, giving in, getting along, or just getting by is not what God intended for His children. Because life is short.
Boy, it really is. And we'll pick up more from this lesson in just a moment, and I'll tell you how you can receive this complete DVD teaching, it's on DVD, along with this beautiful watercolor print with these 10 questions that I'll be teaching through during this series on Finishing Strong, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. I'll tell you more about it, so don't go away.
We wanted to travel all over in a motorhome and see the country and visit friends and family all over the country. And we were just going to have fun and travel in the RV in the summer and play games like RVers do and have a good time. Well, God had a different thing in mind. He had some friends of ours tell us about a volunteer organization. And you travel all over and you help build and repair churches, campgrounds, schools, you name it.
We both retired. I'm 66 and he's 67. And he spent his years as a master electrician and maintenance supervisor, and he developed a training course for men who are, or women, we do have a woman in the class, who wanted to get into some kind of maintenance work in factories. And in conjunction with our church, we've opened that up to the community.
My wife and I retired after 44 years of pastoring, and then a year later started working at Voice of the Martyrs. I worked for them for 8.5 years, been to China twice, Thailand, Laos, Seoul, South Korea, and we smuggled Bibles into China. And I never dreamed the Lord would give me that opportunity.
Wow, isn't that exciting? Listen, your life is just beginning, no matter what age you are. And you want to finish strong, don't you? It's not how you start a race, it's how you end a race. And we began a series today that'll last through this week, on the topic of finishing strong in your marriage, finishing strong in your life, finishing strong in your faith, living every day intentionally. Just a little later in the program, you're going to hear about a man who's living very intentional during his retirement, seeking to finish strong. We'd love to hear your stories as well. So let's get back to the teaching from this DVD that we'll make available to you. I'll tell you about it in a moment as I begin to share with you the list of 10 questions.
We believe that we were intentionally made by an intentional God with purpose, with a future, with a destiny, with hope of a life of spiritual peace and freedom. Those are things that we believe. We believe that petering out, giving up, giving in, getting along, or just getting by is not what God intended for His children. Because life is short. We believe that you, as a staff, that I and every one of our support family and everybody on the planet was created to live intentionally and to finish strong. That's why we're here, see? So the question I ask is, how do we know if we're living an intentional life? And in particular, how do we know if we're going to finish strong in life? Well, I was thinking of when I was a little boy, I lived in Detroit. And I can remember going to the circus, and we saw the Walinda family. Remember, you've heard about them, the Walindas. And I remember watching them, this trapeze artist family that went through a tragedy in their family later. And you look at this person who would let go of the trapeze, fly through the air. I mean, remember as a little boy being amazed, watching them fly through the air, and then just like it was synchronized, the one would reach out and catch them and carry them through. And we would applaud and we would scream and we'd be excited for the person who was brave enough, you know, to fly through the air. But you know, the one that we need to really focus on is the one who did the catching, right? You think about it, flying through the air is one thing, but if the catcher don't catch, you got a problem. And it's really sort of the way it is in our relationship with Christ. We live our lives, and we're kind of flying through life some days. We feel that insecurity of, is he going to catch me? Is he going to be there for me? And our dependence is upon him, the catcher, see? Not the trapeze artist, but the catcher who is there to catch us, and we know that God catches us every day. What does it take to finish strong? And how do we know if we've finished our life strong? If you were to die today, what kind of a grade would you give yourself? Ooh. Now, we're not talking about salvation here. God loves us, right? And we know that he saved us. And we know it's not by good works, lest any of us should boast. It's not anything that we're going to do that's going to get us into heaven. So as I ask these questions today, it's not about making sure you're saved. I hope you are. And if you're not, even a member of this staff or a member of our support family, if you don't know Christ, that's the first thing you got to get straight. But if it's true that we want to live our lives intentionally, that's what we preach, right? We don't want to live just strong. We want to live intentionally so we can finish strong. Let me ask you to grade yourself on 10 things. Are you ready? All right. So if you got your notes, write these down and give yourself a grade. I'm not going to ask you to report to the class. This is between you and yourself and God. Let me ask you this. One evidence of finishing strong. I lived my life. I discovered my purpose. And I live that purpose in my life every day. How would you grade yourself that you've discovered and lived the purpose for your life? You know, John Maxwell made this, he made an interesting statement, and I've shared it with you before, but it bears repeating in a topic like this. There are two important days in life, he said. The day that you were born and the day you find out why. Isn't that true? And we celebrate the birthday every year. You know, we get the cake and the party and the banners and the streamers and have fun. But wouldn't it be fun to also have a party every year on the date that we found out why we were born? Say, why am I here? Lots of people that will give you answers to that. And as Christians, we'll say things like, well, to live my purpose and to honor God and be a good family member and be a good dad and, you know, to do these things, that's sort of my purpose in life. But I like what the Westminster Catechism says. It's a very succinct statement that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Wow. You know, when we glorify God, we point everything to him. Intentional living, you've heard me teach, intentional living is living every day to bring glory to God and benefit to ourselves. And I hesitated when I wrote that because we put the emphasis on God first. Why should there be any emphasis on us at all? Then I realized that God has a hope and a future for us. God desires good for us. And when we bring him glory, we benefit.
Boy, that's true. We're live back here in the Intentional Living Studio, and we're going to continue this series on finishing strong because we believe, as you'll hear as this series unfolds, that when we follow these 10 principles of finishing strong, it can be transformational in our life. And I have something very special to offer to you starting today as you become a member of the Intentional Living family and walk with us and allow us to walk with you. As you support the ministry each and every month, thanking you in advance for doing so, we're going to come alongside of you and help you finish strong. Because we know you're raising kids, you're trying to live a life that's full of purpose, and I think you want to finish strong, don't you? I think you really do. And we have created these 10 principles that I'm going to be teaching, along with a beautiful work of art done by my wife, Donna, art that speaks to you. It hangs right here in our studio called Finishing Strong, and a DVD teaching on all 10 of these principles is our gift to you as you become a member today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you. God bless you for coming and joining us here at the Intentional Living Center.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
I tried to start building him up. He didn't know how to take it at first.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
He started making his own changes and started really building me up. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. I was thinking as we begin this series on Finishing Strong with this DVD and this print, what a wonderful opportunity in your own family to start teaching your young children, your young adults, about the power of and the importance of not only living for today, but living to finish strong in their walk with Christ. You know, we've been talking about this. I wonder about retirement, how that fits into the discussion. Well, we have Melinda on the line who has something to say about retirement. So let's talk to her. Melinda, hi there.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good. Are you at retirement?
No, and really have changed our plans with regard to intending to retire with regard to our definition of retirement the last few years.
Now, I won't ask a young lady her age, but what age group are you in? Are you approaching the retirement years?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is your definition of retirement?
Well, so my husband and I have come to see retirement as an opportunity to have a income flow that we hope will be more of a passive stream of income in, to enable us to have a surplus of time to do the kingdom work we feel called in our hearts to do.
Mm. Which is what? What do you feel called to do?
Well, we are very strong conviction and have been taking intentional steps toward it. We've just established a nonprofit organization, and we do grief recovery work.
Oh, good for you. Now, do you with group settings or in the church or what?
Yes, for the last 2.5 years, we started and have been facilitating a grief recovery group at our church here in Tucson, and it's growing, and we are hoping to spread it nationwide.
Well, good for you. And is something you do as a couple?
Yes, it is.
Huh. That's fantastic. So, is this a result of your own experience, perhaps, Melinda?
It's born out of the combined experience of my husband and myself. He just published not too long ago the book about his story, which is what compelled us in that direction. Mm. And then I just sent a book to manuscript myself about my story and our journey through grief and through experiencing healing the way God lays it out to be.
You know, I think sometimes when people get to retirement age, because we've experienced so many things, Melinda, in our lives, good things and bad things, we're better equipped to help people come on behind us because we've experienced things. And we all have different experiences, but using those to honor God and sharing with others is such a positive thing. So you're working not only on what your passion is for the future and what you'd like to do, but also some of the reality of putting a financial plan together, having ideas, running some numbers, looking at some things, and that's a smart thing to do. So, well, the best to you, Melinda. Keep in touch as you progress in this direction, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you.
This is Steve Tanner with news about a man who demonstrates intentional living even in his retirement. Lee Escobedo is a former colleague of ours here at Family Life Communications. He retired from his decades in radio a few years ago, and like so many people, he faced a challenge in that retirement.
It's a difficult place to be, you know, where you end the work, and that's your identity, and now you got to switch over to something else, and you don't know where to go. And I felt that, too. I didn't know what am I going to do with the rest of my life, because I feel like I'm not done yet, that God could still use me, that I still want to attract people to Christ if that's possible. And so what I did, and what I would suggest you do, is find some way to help other people. It can be something like prayer, which is not a simple matter, but there are prayer requests that come into your church or that you hear about in your family. And so you have an opportunity to have a ministry and to make your life worthwhile and count.
So what did Lee do to make his retirement life count? I'll be back with more of Lee's story in just a little bit. And we have more about Lee Escobedo on today's highlights page at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Lee. Hey, that was nice, Steve. And Lee, thank you for sharing that. Interested to hear the rest of that story here. Ann's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi. Are you guys retired?
I am. I'm single. Mm-hmm. I am retired. I retired about 3 years ago. And
what kind of work did you retire from? What kind of work did you do?
I was a registered nurse, mm-hmm. and put in 40 years, most of that in critical care or in emergency, you know, medicine and so forth.
Now, when you got to retirement, were you prepared for the next stage? Do you think you were well set in terms of having everything in line to do that?
I started looking for something to do before I retired, and I was praying about it. I asked God for something that would do have an impact on other people and something that would be pleasing to him. Mm. And so he led me to foster care. Mm. And I love it. It's the best job I ever had. It's I started it actually before I retired. It was a lot more complicated then because I was working 12-hour shifts. But now that I'm retired, I have, you know, full time to devote to the kids, and you can, you know, set the numbers of that you can handle and so forth. But it's an opportunity. These kids pretty much are all, they're not necessarily abused, but they're certainly pretty much all neglected. Mm. And so you can pour lots of love into their lives, and you can pour Jesus into their lives. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing. Some of them have, I had little boys that turned into little preachers, so forth. People would talk to them in the grocery store, and they would set them straight about the Easter Bunny and set them.
We need someone
Santa
to be
Claus.
Setting people straight. That's for
yeah.
sure. No matter what. And let me ask you this, Ann: do you feel, as you look back now, that you handled this process pretty well, as far as moving toward retirement and preparing for it, and so on, or would you have done anything differently?
Well, I think I did. I didn't know it at the time. I was apprehensive about the money part of retirement, but my investment person at Merrill Lynch has assured me that, you know, I'm fine with that, and I haven't had to touch that. So on Social Security, I get, you know, a certain amount, and that's been enough to take care of what I need. The children are not expensive to take care of, and the state does pay money to me for them, which I put in their account so that I can keep everything straight. It's been fine, but we're so far, you know, in this state, we're so far behind in the number of foster parents. When I was taking the classes about 6 years ago, there were around 7,000 kids in the state in foster care, and there are now around 15,000.
Wow.
And that's in just 6 years.
And that's just in one state. You multiply that time 50, and then you think about the children's needs around the world. It's unbelievable. God bless you, Ann.
Exactly.
And may God give you strength to continue to do what he's called you to do in this stage of your life, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we're hearing stories of people not only saying what they think retirement should be, but what they've made retirement become in their life. Living intentionally in your retirement.
This is Steve Tanner with more of the story of a man who is living an intentional retirement. Lee Escobedo is a former colleague of ours here at the ministry. He's retired, but he's not just sitting around drinking lemonade and playing golf every day.
Well, you know, I never played golf. I always figured that I had enough frustration in my life that I didn't need to do the golf. When I was here, when I had a career in Christian broadcasting with Family Life Radio, I was in earnest pointing people to Jesus. You don't retire from that. And so what I did was I figured out a way to carry that on so that I could continue to point people to Jesus.
And Lee's way of pointing people to Jesus became writing a blog. Lee, tell us a little bit about the blog. What are you trying to accomplish with it?
What I'm looking for is a way to connect with them, just like we did here on the radio. We wanted to affirm faith. We wanted to offer hope. And we wanted to, if we could, challenge people to grow in the Christian faith.
Lee's blog is called Lee's Night Radio. We link to it on today's highlights page at theintentionallife.com. And get ready, because even in retirement, you will be challenged when you engage with Lee. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Lee. There's an example, though, of what we talk about finishing strong, not giving up. It's not how you start a race, how you finish a race. And that's true in life, certainly. So thank you, Steve and Lee, for that reminder. Hey, listen, I appreciate those of you already responding to this very special offer as you join in support as a member of the Intentional Living family in your monthly support. Not only will you start receiving my ongoing teaching each and every month, but right now we're going to send you an absolutely beautiful, ready-to-be-framed work of art, a watercolor piece done by my wife, Donna, with the 10 principles that I'm teaching here on finishing strong. It hangs right here in the studio, and we're going to send it to you, and you can have it framed, put into your home. Plus, I actually did a DVD teaching on all 10 of these, and it's our gift to you as well as you become a member today. I'm going to give you the address in a moment. And you say, well, I'd love to, but I can't. But you could share a single gift to help us wrap up the year end here. For your single gift, we'll make sure that the print comes your way to say thank you for your support. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's our web address, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4 and talk to our staff. And again, a reminder, this Friday, we wrap up our fantastic, exciting tour that we've had this fall of the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Series. Complete sellout in Albuquerque and in Phoenix last weekend. We want to see you in Tucson this weekend. Come on out and be a part of it. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on events. It's all there for you. And we'd love to meet our Tucson friends, Southern Arizona friends, friends from the Valley coming to be a part of it as well. It's going to be a great wrap-up to our season. So go to theintentionallife.com. More on finishing strong next time. Come and join us here at the Intentional Living Center.